Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what we are? We are influencers. We are radio influencers. Do you know how much time the radio station got off of last week's Birdhouse?
I know. The hypothetical with the Cowboys and DeSoto, even with letters from listeners, they got some response.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like how Bob was so adamant that DeSoto would just get destroyed and would have no prayer. I disagree.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because he even took it back to the 50s. I'm like, man, I take it to integration.
Right, unless the team in the 50s was so nervous about playing a team full of young brothers that they just refused. That's the only way that they...
They wouldn't get destroyed.
Right.
Yes.
Or they just channeled that anger.
I still think the game against the Cowboys would be a lot closer than people think.
I do too, but I think we're in the minority on that one.
Okay, if you could be coach of one of the big four teams here locally, which one would you choose to win a title with? Like, most people would say Cowboys instantly, but that throws you on a pile with three other people, and it's kind of expected. Like, the Rangers a year ago were the obvious answer because you would be the guy, but now that's not as big of a deal. And then the Stars and Mavs hadn't won in a while. Stars hadn't won in 25 years, and the Mavs hadn't won now in 13 years. Which one would be the one that would make you the happiest and get the most glory?
Boy,
I can't coach hockey. But I would pick the Stars.
But you couldn't coach football either. But what I'm saying, it's hypothetical.
Stop saying that. Why is that always your default?
I'm like, look, I got
on
this.
On the beginner stage, they don't have NFL where you could just click the rookie level you're coaching.
That Madden can't call your plays for you in the NFL.
That may be the dumbest thing you've ever said, that you specifically point out hockey that you couldn't coach. I mean, come on, dude.
I mean, if it's so, that's the thing. If any of us took over the team, they would immediately lose. The players would ignore you.
The point is that you're going to win a title with them. Which one would make you the happiest? I think I would take the Mavericks.
I'd take the Mavericks also, but I tell you what. To bring a Super Bowl champion back to Dallas, I know they have five, but it's been so long, that person may get a statue.
Yeah, I'd go
the
Cowboys.
The next coach of the Cowboys may get a statue out front.
It's been longer than any of the other local teams. You'd be immortal. Everybody.
Right.
It'd be, it's got to be Cowboys.
You know what? I mean,
they would name a
Cowboys.
Highway after you.
Oh, they put you right next to Landry.
You may even take over the Tom Landry stretch on 30.
You might.
The Matt McLaren Highway.
Nothing wrong with that. I'd take it. It can be the stretch leading into Rockwall out there. They can build a statue for me right there off Lake Ray Hubbard. It'd be great. Remember when he went to high school here?
Stingers up on the statue. What a dumb thing that is.
And then it would say like on the little nameplate, Matt McLaren. He was good at Madden.
And then underneath, nothing wrong with that, in quotation marks.
Right.
Jesus.
Okay, listening to Donnie talk Bob Marley earlier, if you could go back in time and be one music star at their peak, who would it be? And the kicker is that you could live well past the death points of Marley or Jimi Hendrix or Jim Morrison. Those guys had all died in their 20s.
I'd pick Elvis. Can you imagine being Elvis?
He was the man.
But you saw the movie, like that. Though that run of his last 10 years did not seem fun at all.
Yeah, but do you have to live that? Do I have to be a pill addict and put on all the weight and all that?
Yeah, and wear the jumpsuits and everything. Yes.
I think that's part of the deal.
But you're still alive.
To balloon.
You just can't. Yeah, you can't poop either.
You know, Johnny Cash, I think Johnny Cash would be pretty awesome as well.
Heroin addict?
Fair. Okay, name one that wasn't.
I think Prince would be incredible for me, and I would take advantage of it. All 5'3" of them in heels and assless pants and everything. I'd do it all. to have that talent?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. That would be...
Because you can play... You're literally a virtuoso at almost every instrument that's on stage.
Yeah. And you could take anybody's spouse, anyone's, whether it's a female or male, you can have them because you're Prince.
Beatles would be pretty wild as well. But if you pick a Beatle, do you have to
almost too much?
Right. And if say I want to be Lennon, do I have to end up with Yoko Ono? Does that have to happen? Or can I be like, no, I'm staying single because I'm picking who I want.
You think those vows to Yoko Ono, he just stayed true to him?
No.
No, but I don't want to be around her. That's the thing.
Oh, you don't want to be around her, period.
That's okay. Part of it.
Yeah, that is part of it.
See, there's something. Like Kurt Cobain, that might be cool to come out with Nirvana, and how big could we have been if I don't kill myself, but do I want to be a Courtney Love? Right.
You have to.
Well, and do you want to be addicted to heroin, too?
Right.
Everyday hardcore. You know what? I would pick like somebody that's kind of made it to the other side in a normal way. And like you mentioned Nirvana, Dave Grohl. I know it's stereotypical for me, but.
Yeah, he'd be awesome. Because he is awesome. And it'd be cool just to be cool.
Right. Right. It would be cool to be cool. All right, morning, fellas. I have a girl issue. I'm dating a great new woman for the last 2 months, but she admittedly has been on a dry spell of a year ago, and she's hesitant to jump in the sack. What romantic ideas can y'all share to help me seal the deal? Points for most creative.
Hot dog.
So he's saying she's a virgin for the last year or whatever.
Yeah, she's hesitant to jump back in. Nervous. Yeah, she doesn't want to give out the goodies. Man, it's just about...
You got to warm up the oven.
it's not about just trying... Because if you try too hard to make it about the sack, then you're never going to get there. Like, if you have a nice candlelit dinner with candles and a rose and a vase, and you have a little wine, and you're just talking and all that stuff, I think those are the things that can kind of... loosen everything up and get more into, what is she thinking? How is she doing? How does she feel about things? And maybe you can get into the reasoning why.
Right. You need
she's
to,
not.
If they've just met, she obviously likes him if she's revealing this information to that level. So I would just take it, give it a few weeks and just let it be. Hey, when you feel good and you want to take it to that point, I'm cool with it. I like you for hanging out and take the steps, do some stuff before you get to the actual baby making thing.
I think the thing that always seals a deal, whether it's first time, second, whenever, is you say, hey, I'm going to, you come over here at 7 o'clock or whatever, and I'm going to cook you a meal. I'll do everything.
And you're purposely not done when she gets there so she can see you in the kitchen, with the flour on your apron and your salt bay in the steak or whatever you're doing. Just so she can say, oh, look at that. That is,
here's the deal.
And not just and popping something in the oven. Oh, what was that, Corby?
And no lie.
Another edition for my. You know what I did one time?
for my current wife, could be future. Who knows? But my current wife, I did that. I was like, hey, I want to cook you dinner. And this is early on in the relationship. And I can't remember what it was I cooked, but I was so nervous about doing it right that I did a dry run the night before and cooked everything and then ate it and then, threw the rest away. But to make sure that I could get everything perfect, I did it all the night before.
Okay.
And then did it again the next night.
And how did it turn out the next night? The same? It was great? Oh, obviously it was.
It was great. It was great.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it was great. And we hit it.
And now look at it.
It's right there on the kitchen table, huh?
You just got to let it be up to her. I dated a girl once that was similar to that. We were together for several weeks, and she had let it be known that whole kind of what this guy is saying is like, hey, it's cool with me, whatever. Like, I like you. I want to be around you. That'll happen eventually, and when you're ready, I'll be ready as well. So
surprisingly, about 98% of dudes would say that exact same thing. They'll have the patience, especially if they like the girl.
Yeah.
To say, okay, you know, it's not just all about that. If we're going to discover this relationship, then yeah, let's figure it out. We're fine.
So.
And then you just, when she goes home, you call somebody else to get that done.
Especially if you're just friends dating.
That last one was just a joke. I wouldn't do that.
Look at Donnie. Donnie's like, hey, the girl I really like.
Never
just
run
left.
That
you
play ever.
I've never run that play. Jeez, that's disgusting.
We know the play.
Walla.
All right, with the Oscars coming up, will anyone be placing any type of wagers on any of the categories?
Oh. No, because
I didn't know you could do this. I always see the odds pop up for these things, but I never actually have wagered on it. The one thing that I would wager on, I think for sure, is that Emma Stone is going to win for Poor Things.
I don't think it looks
like Oppenheimer is a shoo-in, too.
Emma Stone?
Lily Gladstone's been winning everything.
Okay, she's the favorite. Emma Stone is a plus 126. That's what I'm hearing in my ears. I don't see
anything. She should win. Emma Stone should win. But Lily Gladstone won the Golden Globe. She won the SAG Award.
Should we place the odds on Emma Stone? She's a plus number right now. Danger!
Whoa. Matt, isn't Lily Gladstone supporting actress, or is she main actress?
No, she's best actress. Actress, yes. She's a minus 174. Yeah.
Oppenheimer is
going
to
win. So Emma Stone
is
not?
Yeah, she's not. She's not the favorite.
Okay.
I mean, Oppenheimer will win Best Picture. I'd be really surprised if anything else won. Christopher Nolan's going to win Best Director.
Yeah, his odds are really low.
Cillian Murphy's going to win Best Actor. Lily Gladstone's going to be Best Actress. Really, the category that is probably the most up in the air is screenplay. So we'll see. You know, those are generally the five big ones. And then the supporting actor categories, the girl from Holdovers is going to win Best Supporting Actress. And supporting actor, there could be a surprise there. That'll get early in the... In
Robert
the,
Downey Jr. is a minus 5,000.
I would think he's going to win. There's not going to be a lot of surprises this year. I don't think.
Probably not.
Unless it's like the year Saving Private Ryan was nominated. Who knows?
On that same front, this is from... Well, I'll tell you who it's from in a minute. You're required to see all 10 Best Picture nominees. And your options are... You pay $19.99 to a streaming service for each movie to watch at home. Or you go see all 10 movies at a theater with the man who wrote this, and it's his treat on the movie tickets. Which do you choose? Signed, Jacob Detamore.
I'd go with Detty. If he's paying, I'd go.
We're stuck with Detty.
Assigned seats, and he has to sit in a different section.
No. He's right next to you. There's no seat in between.
Yeah.
I'd go with Daddy also. I think during the movie, we're just going to watch the movie. What's wrong with that?
I am horny on Twitter.
That's, you know what? Great. You can show me how horny you are.
This does drop. He's not here.
You got to buy me some...
What would you do, Snake? Are you paying $200 for the movies?
I think I'd spend like $600.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay.
Okay.
10 movies is a lot. Like, the Best Picture, remember the nominees?
Yeah, there were five. Yeah.
Five? 10? That's a lot.
Yeah,
it's not just Daddy. I didn't either.
I've seen 7 of the 10 so far. I'm going to watch Poor Things either tonight or tomorrow.
With Daddy?
No.
How many with Daddy?
Well, at this point, 0.
What the hell, man?
You got to get those numbers up, dude.
The Oscars are on Sunday. I got stuff to do.
There's many days in between.
You
should
have invited
me
before now. I'm not going on Saturday. Maybe Friday night, I guess, you know.
Oh, that's a date. You and Daddy. Friday night at the movies.
Zone of Interest is the only one that's still $20 to rent. So Zone of Interest... I'll check that out. American Fiction, they dropped the price on that a little bit, so I'll probably watch that too.
If you do watch Poor Things, we may pop you on Friday before the Oscars to talk about it, because it's my number one movie of the year.
Really?
It is the craziest damn thing you could possibly dream up, and it's a total blast.
Okay.
All right, Snake. Really appreciate it. Thank you, P1s. That's the Birdhouse.